CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning. It's Sunday, the 6th of September 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Latest RSGB convention information. Has anyone lost a trailer mast? GB2RS newsreader stands down after 40 years. During the online RSGB convention for 2020, you'll be able to enjoy some excellent lectures. On Saturday the 10th of October, the RSGB will be putting on two streams online for everyone to enjoy. In an introduction to... we will have how to get the most out of your dealer for your part exchange with Martin Lynch. G4HKS. After 42 years in the amateur radio trade, Martin knows a thing or two about trade-in values for equipment and accessories, and he'll explain the best method for achieving the most for your part exchange or outright sale. In the Learn More About... stream, William Eustace, M0WJE, will look at DSP, underlying concepts. Digital signal processing is built into most new radios for the amateur radio market, while tools like GNU Radio have enabled amateurs to assemble signal processing systems with little or no code, and William plans to give an easily understood explanation. You can find out more on the RSGB site. We received news from the Warwickshire Police Rural Crime Team regarding a trailer-mounted Strumec mast they believe to be stolen property. If you think you know where this tower belongs can identify the mast, please contact PC Craig Purcell either by text, call or WhatsApp on 0779 059 7820. After more than 40 years as GB2RS reader for the North East, Martin, G3USF, has decided to retire. The RSGB would like to thank him for his many years of service to the amateur radio community. Eddie, G0VVT, is standing in to keep the news reading going for the future. The RSGB's Autumn Tonight at 8 webinar series starts this Monday, the 7th of September, with Portable Adventures with Summits on the Air by James, M0JCQ. Join live and ask questions on the Society's YouTube channel or via the special BATC channel. On the RSGB website, you can find further information about the webinar series, presenters and resources to help you explore each topic more fully. That's at rsgb.org/webinars. The popular event Churches and Chapels on the Air will still take place this year despite COVID-19. On Saturday the 12th of September, operators will be a mix of individual activities near churches as well as operating from home. Activity is usually 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and mostly on 80, 40 and 20 metre bands using SSB. Contact John G3XYF via jhwresdell@gmail.com for more details. The RSGB has updated some of its web pages to reflect online remote invigilation exams and online training processes, whilst physical meetings are still being restricted. The Student Information section on the Society's website has full candidate instructions for the remote invigilation exams, information about how to book your exams, as well as a new page listing the online training providers that we're aware of. It's if your club is providing online training at any licence level and isn't listed, please send full details to exams@rsgb.org.uk and the RSGB will add you to the new web list. For details of all the licence levels, visit the student information page at tinyurl.com/rsgb-student-information. The Portable Operations Challenge is a new kind of HF contest. It will take place on the weekend of the 2nd and 3rd of October. The aim of the challenge is to create a level playing field for small portable stations against the large contest stations by using handicapping algorithms similar to that used in golf. Participants choose their own 8-hour contiguous time window within the 48-hour weekend. Find out all you need to know at Fox Mike Hotel. That's actually spelt out, foxmikehotel as one word, .com/challenge. ARIS has announced the activation of an FM crossband repeater on the International Space Station. It has a downlink of 437.8 MHz. This followed the successful installation of the first element of the ARIS interoperable radio system. It enables new exciting capabilities for amateur radio operators, students and the general public, including a higher power radio, voice repeater, APRS capabilities and an SSTV system. More at amsat-uk.org. In the news item about GB2RS podcast last week, there was an error. It's not approaching 20,000 downloads, it's actually approaching 200,000 downloads. Our apologies to all those involved in this highly successful method of distributing GB2RS. Think nothing of it. The RSGB Moore's proficiency testing service continues to operate during this time of limitations on face-to-face meetings. Many of the scheme's assessors are experienced in offering online testing. This means there's always an opportunity for anyone to obtain a certificate of competency without leaving their home by using an online sound and video program such as Skype. Full details of the scheme can be found in the RSGB yearbook or on the operating section of the RSGB website. If you want more information or to submit a test application, this can be done using email to morse.tests@rsgb.org.uk. Don't forget any nomination for the G5RP trophy that need to be in by the 25th of September. If you're an established HFDX and want to recommend someone, send your nomination to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, by email to hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB 2020 construction competition is also open for entries for four categories, including one specifically for people who are new to amateur radio. The deadline for entries is the 25th of September. More details, including how to enter, rsgb.org/construction-competition. OE SOTA Day is a popular annual Summits on the Air event organised by the Austrian SOTA Association and will still take place on Saturday the 19th of September with no social meeting. It'll be a festival of SOTA activations to mark the end of summer in Europe. The day should offer a very good opportunity for chasers to amass large numbers of points and unique summits worked. For more information about SOTA, please go to sota.org.uk. Now for special event news. Since the change of regulations applying to special event stations, many activations can now go ahead, and we're very grateful for Ofcom for letting this happen. Members of the Royal Air Force ARS will be operating GB80BOB from the 1st to the 28th of September, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. Due to COVID-19, Ofcom are allowing this call to be operated from home. A list of operators and postcode locations will be displayed on the RAFAR's website. Special QSL card is available. Details at www.rafars.org/GB80BOB/andqrz.com. Now for contest news, please remember to check before contest for new rules as to lockdown, social distancing and so on, which can differ from one part of the world to the other. The RSGB suggests you follow your own national and local government's advice first. Three RSGB contests take place over the weekend, 5th and 6th of September. SSB Field Day runs for 24 hours until 1300 UTC. Today the 6th, using 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange signal report and serial number. 144 megs trophy is also 24 hours but ends at 1400 UTC today the 6th. It's exchange signal report, serial number and locator. The 5th, 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC today the 6th. Using all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Sadly, the HF and VHF contest committees have come to the conclusion that the government guidance on COVID-19 doesn't yet allow the restart of multi-operator sections in RSGB contests. The rules for RSGB contests can be found at rsgbcc.org. The All Asian DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 6th. Using SSB 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchanges signal report and age, with YL sending 00. The IARU Region 1 field day ends its 24-hour run today, the 6th. The SSB on 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchanges signal report and serial number. Worktall Britain 144 QRO contest is today, the 6th, 1000 to 1400 UTC. The exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square. The contest runs concurrently with part of the RSGB contest, and RSGB serial numbers will be accepted. Due to COVID-19, no multi-operator entries allowed. See wab.intermip.net for more details. It's time to decide if you or your club would like to take part in the autumn series of 80-metre contests, which start with an SSB event on Monday the 7th of September. These are 90-minute contests that have boosted scores for foundation and intermediate entrants and rules designed to encourage newcomers, running 1900 to 2130 UTC, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 432 Megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. It's followed from 1900 to 2130 by the all-mode 432 Megs UK activity contest. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday, the 50 Megs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC. All modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The WAE DXSSB a contest runs for 48 hours next weekend from 0000 UTC on the 12th to 2359 UTC on the 13th. SSB 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, exchange signal report and serial number. Note the EU stations only work non-EU stations. The UK Microwave Group contest runs 0900 to 1700 UTC on the 13th. Using all modes on the 24 to 248 gigs band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on the 13th, the IRTS 70 SEMS counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC. This is followed by the IRTS 2 metre counties contest 1330 to 1500 UTC. Both use SSB and FM only, and the exchange of signal report and serial number with EI and GI stations giving their county. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, and G4BAO. This last week was characterised by unsettled geomagnetic conditions caused by an incoming high-speed stream for a solar coronal hole. We warned of this last week's report, but in view of the small size of the coronal hole, we didn't really expect it to be quite so severe in its effects. The solar material impacted the Earth on Friday the 28th of August, pushing the KP index to 5. Unsettled conditions then persisted throughout until at least Wednesday, with the KP index peaking at 4 on Tuesday the 4th. Ionospheric HF conditions were adversely affected, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000-kilometre path, struggling to get much above 14 megs at times. But by Thursday, the KP index was down to 1 and the ionosphere was recovering. At the time of writing, there are large coronal holes at the Sun's poles, but any solar material may not be Earth-directed. NOAA predicts the Sun will remain spotless next week with a maximum solar flux index of 70. The good news is that it has the KP index at 2, which could bode well for better HF conditions over the next 7 days. On another note, the website propquest.co.uk has a new NVIS tab on the FOF2 graphs tab for a closer look at the prospects for inter-GNets on the lower HF bands. Now VHF and up, this will probably be the final mention of sporadic E in the bulletin for this summer season. The coming week might offer some good opportunities from the jet streams, the main source of the turbulence that produce atmospheric gravity waves, so don't rule sporadic E out just because it's September. With a low KP index, you might be able to get the odd FT8 path out of it, and even a chance of CW or SSB if you're really lucky. PropQuest.co.uk shows the daily Jetstream maps, and now we also have Sporadic E Probability Index, a single graphic to look for at hints on where the paths may occur. We had some decent tropo over the last week, but it has temporarily suspended for now. Towards the end of Sunday, a new high will build in from the Atlantic, and for much of the coming week, there should be some tropo chances as high pressure dominates. It's looking as though reverting to low pressure and wet weather by next weekend. The models are showing some heavy rain in some areas, so there's potential for strong gigahertz band rain scatter events. Finally, autumn as usual produces better chance of auroral propagation, and with the recently disturbed conditions, keep a check on the KP index. Anything above 4 should attract attention. Aurora produces a very garbled, distorted sound to SSB, so CW is best, but wide-tone digimodes such as JT4G should work well. Beam northeast to the northwest, and you could work stations via backscatter on 6 metres or 2 metres. Moon declination is positive again, meaning longer moon windows today, Sunday the 6th. Moon is at its apogee, so EME path losses are at their highest. 144 meg sky temperatures are moderate all week. Just one small meteor shower this week, peaking on Wednesday, the September Epsilon Perseids, with a zenithal hourly rate, ZHR, of just 5. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.